You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Had Lido over the weekend. Have leftover Lido in the fridge. That would be my lunch today.
I had it. I had it yesterday as well.
Very good.
Maybe throwing some
salsa on it for Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe I could do that. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, spice by the way, remember, what was the guy's name who gave us the pies?
Oh, yeah. Remember, he's good.
He gave us a bunch of.
It was at the live event. What's the guy's name?
Edible pies.
Edible, yeah. He dropped one off for my birthday at my house.
Is the guy's name Eddie?
What flavor?
Yeah, Eddie.
Apple.
Apple pie.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Delicious.
Eddie could drop some more by the station.
I had a piece early this morning.
Silly. I like a blueberry pie.
It was good, man. God.
I like a cherry pie.
Sure.
Somebody tweets us.
I like a lemon meringue pie.
They're all delicious.
We were wondering about the location. Somebody tweets us, says there are all kinds of rules, regulations on the mall and with the monuments that you can't use advertising. So I don't know how they're going to do this without getting waivers or moving it off the mall.
Well, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll get waivers.
The city will waive.
I'm going to guess there's a way around it. I mean,
it's not going to be anything permanent.
Like last summer, I was playing pickleball at the mall. Like, and there was a lot of advertisement going on down there on the mall. Right. So I'm guessing if they can do it for pickleball, they'll do it for the NFL
draft.
Well,
the one thing they have to do, they have to have a big open space for it. Did you see how big the stage was in Green Bay?
Yeah, it was massive.
It's a massive stage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I assume the stage is going to be as big, if not bigger.
I would guess.
So they've got to have some sort of open area where they can put a big-ass stage.
Yep.
I don't know if that stage would fit on the street, on one of the streets there, Constitution or Pennsylvania.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you think about this news that the NFL draft will be coming to D.C. here in a couple years?
All right, let's go to Reggie. Hey, Reggie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Listen to you all every morning.
Thank you, man.
I went to the draft in 2019 in Nashville.
Oh.
And I think that was one of the first ones where it was like a gazillion people and they were televising it, showing the crowd. So I was out in the middle of it. And it's super fun because you're getting to meet fans from all over the country. But the other thing is that the teams have representatives down there. And if you're wearing like paraphernalia, if you're wearing like Redskins garb or whatever, they're giving you like passes to come to like down close to the stage. They're giving you opportunities to like sign up for season tickets. They're giving you like, they set up stores and whatnot for each team, like along the strip. And in Nashville, it was along like all of the honky tonk shops and all of the bars and everything.
They're looking to sell merch.
So you can,
so
you can go get stuff at like discounted price. So it's really, really fun. And the Good thing about when I went, I had a buddy that worked for the NFL. She gave me passes to where the first round draft picks and their families got like VIP treatment. So it was food. It was like all of the people. It was like VIP service. So going to the draft is really, really fun. You get to see fans. And if you love people, and I hear you, Lurch, about being around all those people, but yeah. If you love like seeing, you know, all of your Redskins buddies from all over the country and high-fiving, and it's really, really fun, and they do a really good job advertising and putting stuff out there that you can have fun with and get paraphernalia and all that. So it's really fun. I think it will be great for DC.
Well, yeah. let me ask you this. Reg, you still there?
Yep,
the people who are in the masses, like if you said you were in the middle of people, if you have to go to the bathroom, how long does it take you to get out of those people?
So they do a good job. They set up porta potties and whatnot. And then, you know, like some of the bars, they'll say, hey, bathrooms are not for just public use. You got to be a customer. So they kind of relax that because they understand it's 200,000 people out here. People are going to have to come use the bathroom. So some of the bars in Nashville, they kind of relax the coming in and using the bathroom and going right back out. But it's like advertising for them. You come in and use the bathroom and you hear music, you see the menu, you might want to stop in and get food or whatever. So right. So they kind of relax it. But it's porta potties like almost every 20, 30 feet. It's almost like Disney.
And yeah, they, I mean, you
like
have
Disney
to plan
does
for
research
that.
About, yeah, how yeah. far you can walk before you need a potty. And right. so NFL, they... You know, they got so much money. They think about those things before they set up. So it's really, really convenient, and it's really not a pain at all if you like going down there and just being amongst fans.
All right. Thank you, Reggie. Appreciate
you,
it.
You might you not have it. Been talking to the best crowd for do you like people. No, Cakes likes going to empty restaurants.
I do. I love that.
Jason doesn't want to be in a big crowd.
This is a Correct. Diva request, really like but Jason, crowd. I think you're gonna be in on this with me.
Yeah.
If we're in attendance, and I'm assuming we will be, it's just a couple years away. Sorry, this is a big ask. We need some sort of motorcade down into the city to get yeah. to the spot. Like, how else are we going to get down there through the masses of people?
Oh, 100%. Car
you know what
service?
I'm saying?
Car service, yeah.
No. I'm talking like police escort.
Oh, police like, escort.
Right down in there, right into the heart of it. Is this too early to ask for such a big.
I don't know if Mayor Bowser will still be in office then, but. She's got like a 40-year term.
I don't know who to ask. I don't know who to go to.
Maybe she'll hook us up.
I think we have a better chance of announcing the first-round draft choice.
Chief Davis, I know that's not his jurisdiction.
Yep.
Just get us a Fairfax County police motorcade escort right down into the stage area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's too big of an ask. Is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's outrageous.
Let's go to
maybe a little bit.
Let's go to Alf in DC. Alf, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, you're doing great.
What's up, Alf? Man?
Good, man. Yeah, I went to the draft. Was it 2019 in Cleveland?
Yeah.
And, that experience was a little different because it was right in the middle of the pandemic, so they had all these restrictions and stuff like that.
That was probably but 2020 then. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever Trevor Lawrence went one.
Okay.
But yeah, it was still a good time. I think it's good for the city just to showcase, you know, some of the positive things. And just like the last caller said, I met up with a bunch of Commanders fans. I'm a photographer, so I got to network a lot, you know, with a lot of guys back home and got to meet a Commanders fan from Alaska. So it's a good way to connect and, you know, keep the fan base growing and connect with a bunch of guys when I travel, when I go to the other stadiums to go visit. So I think it's a really good time for the city. They got events and meet and greets and food showcases. The Cleveland sucks, though. It's a terrible city. But D.C.
Wow, I mean, we knew that already. We knew
it was 2021, by the way.
Yeah, that was 2021.
2021, yeah. Sorry about yeah. that. Yeah, but yeah, it was an overall fun time, you know, I think it'd be good for the city.
Awesome.
Now remind me what they did COVID year, because there wasn't a big host city. What did they do?
Goodell did it from his basement.
That's right. Goodell was in his basement. That's right.
Oh. Yeah, you had to have an app on your phone and scan and have all your you know, your shots and all that stuff updated. And they were really like scanning and making sure that you had like all your updated, you know, medical stuff. It was a weird time.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Thank you, bro.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, pal.
By the way, going back to Alf, I'll give you a free $5, EB.
Oh.
Five. Because there was a TV show called Alf. What does Alf stand for?
No, I mean, I
do you remember it was like a little puppet?
I thought it was like some big long nose thing. Was it like a long nose or something?
He had a big nose.
Yeah. I have no idea. I didn't know that was
Isn't it alien life
alien,
form?
Yeah. Alien life.
Yeah, yeah, alien
I
life.
I never would have got that in a million years.
I'd have saved $5.
I was going to say alien for life, but then I thought, wait a minute. That would be awful. That wouldn't work.
Let's go to Aaron in Annandale. Aaron, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Hey, first I want to say I love you guys. I've listened to you since you started.
Thanks, man.
I came to Northern Virginia in 89.
Thanks.
And I feel like we've all grown up together.
I appreciate it.
I want to call in like 8,000 times. And by the way, Jason, I think your daughter took softball hitting at one of my baseball schools once.
Really?
Nice. Where
was that in Percival?
No, it was over by Amphora in Herndon, right behind the Target in Reston.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. What was it? I can't remember what it was called, but yeah. She was definitely there.
It was Atlantic Pro Sports.
But
my travel team was the Gladiators.
Thank you.
But anyways, I've gone to the draft in Nashville. Reggie answered that. But what I think this is, guys, I think you see this is the Commanders being actually taken serious as a team. Mm-hmm. The fact that we would never have had this if Dan was here.
No.
As soon as new ownership comes, now we're running the NFL draft. I mean, this is the new ownership being like legit doing the right thing.
Does this it's a question I have, and you can maybe help me answer, Aaron. Does this somehow put more pressure on the city council to pass this RFK thing? Or no? Does it have no relevance?
Oh, totally. Totally.
You think it does?
And they're gonna pass it. Yeah. I mean, the most important thing to the city is to bring, I'm not going to say the Skins, but that's what they'd always be to me, but bring the Commanders back. And I wouldn't have done it in the mall. I agree. I think it's going to be weird. I would have like shared the stuff. I would have done it at Nats Park and run shuttles between all of like Old Town to the MGM to the Sequoia and back and just run, you know, bring people all over the city. But,
well, they may do that over the course of 3 days.
Wouldn't that be cool? So, I mean, but the having the Capitol in the background makes it D.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it cool. And, you know, the administration will probably want to get involved.
Yeah,
because he likes being on the show.
Yeah,
and so it's going to be very cool.
Yeah,
I also wanted to say something that everybody that's calling in about players and did we get better with the draft? I 100% think we got better. I'll tell you, when I played football for 15 years, and I'll say one thing: O line.
Mm-hmm.
There is no team that goes to the Super Bowl. Look at the top four teams every year. They got the best offensive lines. Look when the Redskins won last time. Best offensive lines. Build the O-line. The rest will fall in place.
Well, I think that's why Adam Peters did that. He knows.
That's why it was kind of cool to actually hear.
I'm agreeing. Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you guys. Yeah. I'm agreeing with the draft. I'd pump up. I'd have two starting lines of best O-line.
Okay.
Behind.
And let's this not get crazy. It's all about the quarterback first, and then you build the offensive line.
He can send your resume to Adam Peters.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron. I do think it is cool, though, that you heard at the end of that clip where Howie Roseman even said to his boy, whatever, after we made the pick of Connolly, great pick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the respect from your biggest rival.
Yeah, he knows that Adam Peters knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's up against a formidable opponent here.
All right, remember, we still have Caps tickets to give away this hour, and we have Caps tickets to give away in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that here on the Junkies.